Good afternoon and welcome back to Queer Talk. I'm your guest interviewer, Matthew Stafford. Queer Talk is produced by Dr. Joyce Arnold. On today's episode, you'll be listening to an interview with Ron Sanford from the Bianca Page Awareness Network. We'll be talking about Mysticos. Mysticos will be happening on October the 6th at 7:30 p.m. at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center's Polk Theater. All the proceeds after the production costs will go to Nashville Cares, the Comprehensive Care Center, the Conductor's PWA Fund, and the SMRA. Please stay tuned for more from this interview.
First of all, what's the date, time?
It's October the 6th at Tennessee Performing Arts Center. Starts at 7:30. And I want to remind our public that it will go on time, and if you're not there, you will be held for 15 minutes because the opening production is a madness that people come from the audience and from everywhere. So if you're not in there at 7:30, you'll miss the opening.
Aha. So big incentive to get there on time.
Exactly.
Or early, actually.
Well, you know, also, too, you know, I've heard it for years, drag time. And I've just, you know, I've been I've owned drag bars and female impersonation bars in Atlanta and stuff, and we didn't have that. I just didn't play that. I might go on 5 minutes, but that's the most that I'd ever allow my show to be pushed.
Mm-hmm. And so, Ron, why did you want to be involved with this?
Well, we started this. Me, Mark, and Carmela Roman started BPAN several years ago because we were sitting around in my house and we were talking about HIV and AIDS, and how it started. Carmela was in New York, I was in Atlanta, Mark was here, we were just, you know, we were talking about the days that happened and all the, you know, people dying, dropping like flies, and we were talking about how now it's kind of become more of a manageable disease, but who wants to get diabetes? Like, you know, I mean, who wants to get AIDS and have to take that, you know, a cocktail for the rest of your life? But the youngins out there, as I like to call them, there's really no there's no information, no posters, no nothing. We're down to a condom box on the bar, and that's our AIDS awareness for these kids in the clubs. So I'm very proud to say that after many years BPAN was going up and down, we had some problems with different things. Mark didn't have a venue after Lucky's closed to actually promote what we were doing, but I'm very proud to say that after all this time, starting in September, we are putting in 18-inch by 14-inch poster size shadow boxes, and at Mysticos, we will be unveiling our very first poster, and for the first year, they'll go in every quarter. The following year, they'll go in every 2 months, and then the third year, they'll go in. The posters will be changed out every month. It'll be some in-your-face AIDS awareness.
And for our listeners who may not be familiar with the amazing person that was Mark Middleton, Bianca Page, how about you tell us a little bit about Bianca and Mark?
Mark started, he actually came to Nashville to audition for Opryland. And he liked to tell the story back then that after two callbacks, he got the dreaded, don't call us, we call you. So he went into gay entertainment. And he actually started as a male entertainer like I was in Atlanta. And that's how I very first met Mark. Of course, we didn't know it, but we were actually in a male pageant together. Years later, we talked about it. Oh, I was in that pageant. Oh, my God, you were there. Where's your name? From what I understand, and because I was in Atlanta at the time, it was pretty much obvious that Mark was going to be a female impersonator from his entertainment.
He seemed to have a natural flair to it.
And so in the early 90s, I think it was 90 or 91, Mark came down with HIV and AIDS, and from that point on, he decided that he was going to tell his story, and he was going to get on the microphone and use the microphone in order to keep HIV and AIDS awareness going, and in order to raise money, and to do anything he could possibly do to make that happen. And over the last 20 years, Mark has raised over $1 million, and it's basically been $1 at a time. And he was an incredible entertainer. He was loved by the Nashville community. Really, really cool, mystical, magical Marvel show. And this year we're honoring the founders of Nashville Cares. We're honoring Calpurnia Adams. We're honoring Charlie Brown. Charlie actually is an incredible entertainer. She started here at Printer's Alley, and she just finished a six-month stint out in Vegas. We're honoring Joey Brown. Joey Brown is one of the owners of Play, and he's getting the working title is called the Young Whippersnapper Award. it won't be that night. However, we're honoring Joey because as a young man, he has really done a lot for our community through his work with HRC, with Pride, with practically any charity that's out there. He's there to be there and help. And I think that as a young man, he's done very, very well for our community. And we're honoring Krista and Jonda from the Psych Lounge.
Mm-hmm.
They've done some wonderful work over the years for our community, and actually, if I'm not mistaken, I believe the Lipstick Lounge at this point is the oldest gay bar in our existence right now. Still in existence, so.
Very interesting. There's been a lot of transition.
There's been a lot of transition. You know, the community went with Warehouse for many, many, many years, and then we went to The Connection for many, many, many years. And we've started a new thing with Play and Tribe as far as, you know, quote-unquote main bars.
Mm-hmm.
But however, Lipsticks is kind of started after Connection and before Tribe or Play, so they're still, and other than that, I think they're still they'll be the artist bar.
Interesting, very interesting. So any idea, so this will be in Polk Theater, right?
Yes, it's in the Polk Theater. It's $28.50. There, along with Calpurnia and Charlie, who are going to perform, we have Cezanne, who is from Louisville, Kentucky. She's been Miss Continental, Miss USA, Miss everything. We have Lily White and Tina DeVore from Atlanta. From here, we have Deranged, Nicole Ellington-Dupre, Sarah Andrews. And then we have some male entertainment. Ron Barcaris will be doing a poem from the Book of Bianca, as we call it. Mark was a big writer. And we've got Ray Kinman and Steve Mock are going to be performing a song called The Quilt. That was written for, obviously, about the AIDS quilt.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's going to be a really wonderful night of entertainment and fun and excitement. And the main thing is that all of the bars are supporting it. All the bars are involved. And it's again, one night that we can come together, honor people in our community who have made a difference, watch some entertainment, and also provide a generous helping of fundraising and charity. I feel like that it's unfortunate and it's very bittersweet, but BPAN is actually going into major heights after Mark's death. It's kind of like art. I think it's, you know, it seems to get more valuable after someone dies. I just hate that we had to lose him to bring our community together. However, Mark would be thrilled to know right now that this is going on. When Mark got out of the hospital the first time last year, we started talking about what we would do if something happened. And we didn't talk a lot, but we did talk about how he didn't want a funeral. He wanted a memorial service. He wanted it to be at Lowe's because he got his HRC Lifetime Achievement Award there, and he thought it was so special that he wanted it to be at Lowe's. So that came through, so that was incredible. It was a wonderful night. There was over 1,000 people there that came out to show their respect to Mark.
Do you believe that we as a community, or even maybe we as a country, fail when it comes to advocacy, when it comes to education on HIV and AIDS?
I think that we have come complacent. I really do. I was around when HIV first came out. And, of course, back then they called it the gay cancer. In fact, I was in Atlanta when I was a male entertainer, and I traveled around with all the drag queens. In fact, Charlie and I traveled for years and years and years. And the CDC actually came to us because as entertainers we were like, quote, quote, the gay people's movie stars. And so they knew that if anybody could get information out, that we could do it. And so... And, of course, at that time, we didn't even know have the information. It was just,
right.
You know, try to watch out what's going on. Try to find out what's going on. Nobody knows, but just, you know, get the information out. So, you know, of course, at that point, I was so proud of our community because if it wouldn't have been for the gay community and especially the drag queens and the Leathermen, the AIDS epidemic would be absolutely atrocious at this point because... The government never wanted to step in until they were made to. And so if it wasn't for us, our community, raising money, once again, dollar by dollar, there would be a lot more people who died, although there were thousands that died way too soon. And, of course, back then, yes, it was great because the information has gotten out there. However, now, I don't think it is. And so that's why I'm so thrilled that we'll be able to put these posters up. It's become a manageable disease. And so it's kind of like diabetes. But who wants to be on insulin? Who wants to take the cocktail? I know I don't. And I don't want these kids to have to do it just because they don't have any information out there. So, yeah, to answer your question, yes.
Is there a website that people can go to for more information?
We don't have a website anymore. We're keeping up a website, and you know, Facebook has just become such an incredible, I call it the incredible monster. I finally had to get on it. I swore I'd never get on it, but being the president of BPAN, I had to. And
so if people want to like your page...
Exactly. In fact, when we went from the memorial page to the new BPAN page, we lost a lot of friends. So if you haven't gone to Bianca Page Awareness Network on Facebook, okay, but let me just say one thing. And it's a quote of Marx. And it goes like this. My talent is God's gift to me. What I do with that talent is my gift to God and my community. Mark Milton.
Ron Sanford, thanks so much for being on the program.
Thank you, Matthew. Have a wonderful day.
All right.